It was Wogan that really started the downfall for us toupee wearers. Back in the 70s, myself, Forsyth, Wogan, and some others would often arrange these secret games of golf. I mean, we had plenty of money to pay the golf club owners to close the courses to the members of the public. One time, Francis Sinatra was recording in London, and he was due to play a round with us as an honorary member of the Toupee-Wearing International Celebrity Society, or TWIX, as we secretly refer to it. Ah, but he called off at the last minute, due to the high winds. Anyway, Wogan would start turning up, wearing 2, 3, sometimes even 4 different hairpieces, all at the same time. It was just getting ridiculous. It got to the point where birds would start landing on his head, thinking it was their nest. Forsyth was furious with Wogan, and to this day, I don't think Bruce has forgiven him. One of the caddies wanted a picture taken with Wogan one day, and he showed the photo to the papers. The next day, it was all over the front pages. Wogan and triple toupee tragedy. Of course, they eventually found out who he was playing golf with, and I just decided to give the rug up. I'd had enough. What respect to Brucey, though. He still looks great in his syrup, and I'm glad he got his knighthood. Wogan should be stripped of his for the shame he caused us all. Still, never mind, eh? Here today, gone tomorrow. What do I think of the people not paying their tax? Well, you know, in my day, we had people within the studio set up to take care of that sort of thing. I mean, we'd turn up on set, do what we had to do, then at the end of filming, we were paid the agreed fee. We didn't worry about taxes. Christ, that's what we pay these damn accountants so much money for. I mean, I only live in eggshell because these bloody Scottish bones don't hold up too well now to the Scottish climate. But I am supporting wee Alex Salmond's Yes to Independence campaign. We need to stand on our own now. It's time Scotland was set free. What's that, son? No, I'll not be moving back. I'll maybe visit for a fortnight in the summer.